pagan holidays or God's holy days, which, insert items, the first of these insert items is a two-page spread here showing the days of unleavened bread and the insert dates and the events that happened on these when the children of Israel left Egypt. So we have a strip of the calendar of Nisan, or Abib, from Abib 13 to 22nd, showing the 7 days of unleavened bread. Now the evening, or the evening of the 13th and 14th, shown here as number one, we have the Passover lamb eaten. And then the afternoon of the 14th of Abib, the Israelites received gold and jewels of the Egyptians, Exodus 12, 35, and 36. And then number three, which is the early morning of the 15th, Abib, Israel leaves Egypt by night. It says Deuteronomy 16:1, meaning they left it sometime during that night, and possibly in the early morning of that day. Then under number four, the evening of 16th of Abib, and it says here, after celebrating the feast, they arrived at Succoth, Exodus 12:37. Under number five, the afternoon of the 18th of Abib, Pharaoh hears the people have fled, Exodus 14:5. Number six, midway through the 19th of Abib, Israel leaves all civilization and enters Egyptian wilderness, Exodus 13, 18, and 20. Number seven, the afternoon of the 20th of Abib, Pharaoh's army overtakes Israel and camps at Pi Hahiroth, Exodus 14:9. And then on the annual Sabbath, the 21st, God leads Israelites through the Red Sea to safety before daylight. And that would be under number eight. And then number nine, the songs of Moses and Miriam, great celebration on the final day of unleavened bread. And this is all explained and shown here over a picture of the famous pyramids just outside Cairo in Egypt. Then the next one is titled Colossians 2:16. Colossians 2:16 was written as a warning to the Gentile Christians at Colossae to protect them from false teachers, teachers who were subtly perverting the message Paul taught. Notice what Paul wrote, "Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat or in drink, in the margin for eating or drinking, or in respect any part or portion connected with the observance of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days." Colossians 2:16. The original Greek in verse 16, for meat or in drink, means in eating and in drinking, on brusai and on posai. There is no mention of the abolition of God's law or his holy days. Nothing is done away in these verses. In fact, it is just the opposite. The very criticism the Colossians were receiving about their observance of these days proves they were keeping them. How could they be criticized with regard to days they were not keeping? The once pagan Colossians never kept these holy days of God before. They were heathen prior to conversion. Now that they had learned the gospel, they were keeping holy the days God made holy. And Paul is warning them not to return to or be influenced by their old pagan ways, the ways of those who hated God's law and his festivals. "Let no man therefore judge you," verse 16, "in these matters," said Paul, "but rather the body of Christ," Colossians 2:17, last part. This verse has troubled many, yet it should not. Notice that the word "is" in the King James Version is in italics. It does not appear in the original. The original Greek says only, "but the body of Christ." What is the body of Christ? How does Paul use this expression in Colossians? Turn to chapter 1. In verse 18, we find that Christ is the head of the body, the church. See also Colossians 2:19. The true church of God is the body of Christ, just as the Spirit of God once dwelled in the earthly body of Jesus Christ, so now the Holy Spirit dwells in each member of the church, and together the members constitute one body doing the very work Christ did. The church is therefore Christ's body today, and Christ is the head, as the husband is the head of the wife, Ephesians 5:23. Paul is declaring in Colossians that no unauthorized person is to sit in judgment of a true Christian's conduct. Man does not determine how we should live, but it is the responsibility of the church, the body of Christ, to determine these matters. The church is to teach how to observe the festivals, to explain the meaning of self-control and eating and drinking and so forth. So these little understood verses ought to be translated clearly Let no man therefore judge you, but rather let the body of Christ determine it. Let Christ's body judge these church matters. Greek scholars recognize the last clause, but rather the body of Christ demands that a verb be added, but have often not seen that the missing verb should be supplied from the most logical and grammatically parallel clause so as to read properly, let the body of Christ judge these matters.